In the gospel reading today, as our Lord tells us that the eye is the lamp of the soul, and tells us that if we are, the eye is filled with darkness, the whole body, the whole person is going to be filled with darkness. But if it's filled with light, then we're going to be illumined as when a light shines upon us. And so we just have to ask ourselves, what do we surround ourselves with? What do we fill ourselves with? There's so much garbage out there that we can look at, that we can listen to, that we can read, that we can immerse ourselves in so many ways. And of course, the way that the devil works makes these things look rather enticing, whatever it is that they might be. On the other hand, we can ask, do we fill ourselves with holy things, with good things, with beautiful things, with the things of the Lord? Because he is the lamp, he is the light. If we are filled with the Lord, we will be filled with light. If it's not the Lord, remember, as St. Paul tells us, the devil likes to disguise himself as an angel of light. So he's going to try to make us think that this or that thing is good, simply because we like it. But just because we like it doesn't make it good. Because the devil knows where our weaknesses are. And because it's something that we're weak in, it seems like it's good because it looks exciting or it looks fun or it looks whatever. And that's where we need to be so very careful. We need to make sure that we're filling ourselves truly with light. Some of us are a house divided. We're filling ourselves with a bunch of garbage, and then we try to fill ourselves with light. And so the light is there, but it's not very bright because we've placed it under all kinds of stuff. We've hidden it behind some things. We've filled ourselves up with darkness in so many ways. And so the light can only shine in a very small area of ourselves because we're not allowing it to take over certain areas. Which then we can ask ourselves, are there some sins in our lives that we're so attached to that we aren't willing to let them go? There's one thing when we're weak and we're struggling and we're trying to overcome it. Okay, we can deal with that. There's another when we don't want to overcome it. We don't want to get rid of it. We like our sins way too much and we really don't want them gone. And if that's the case, again, it just builds a wall. We're trying to put a light in there, and then we've blocked it in. Put the light in a box. Yeah, it's filling up the box with light. That's nice. But what about everything else in the room? Well, we blocked it because our sins are more important. Darkness is more important to us than light. And so we don't allow the light of Christ to shine in us. And if the light of Christ doesn't shine in us, then it can't shine through us. And that's what it's supposed to do. Again, we think about our Blessed Lady, who simply said, "My soul magnifies the Lord." It magnifies the Lord. And you might look at it and go, "Well, yeah, but that's Our Lady. I mean, she didn't have any sin, of course." St. Paul told us that's what we're supposed to do. Magnify the Lord. So this isn't an option. This isn't something we can say, "Well, yeah, Our Lady didn't have sin, so of course she can do that." St. Paul didn't say, "Okay, the Mother of God can magnify the Lord. The rest of us, well, if the Lord comes out in a trickle, that's a miracle." No, no, no. It's not what he said. He told us to magnify the Lord. That means the light of Christ has to shine in us so brightly that it's shining through us and that it's magnifying through us, that it's increasing in light as it comes forth from us. That's what we're supposed to be about. So again, just ask yourself, is the light of Christ coming out of me? Am I magnifying the Lord? Does he radiate through me? If the answer is no, then you got to go to the next question. Is the light of Christ even in me? If it is, am I putting it down in the basement? Am I putting it under a bushel basket? Or am I putting it on a lampstand where it's going to give light all to the whole place? Do I really want that light? And if somebody's living in darkness, even a 60-watt light bulb is going to hurt their eyes when it just gets flipped on. They're not used to it. And they don't want the light. They like the darkness because the light hurts their eyes. Do we want the light? Because the light's going to shine on all those areas that the Lord's going to say, look, these are some areas that are blocking the light. Let's get rid of them. Do we want to get rid of them? Or do we like our sins too much that we really don't want to get rid of them? So the light wants to shine in us. The light wants to shine through us. The light wants to be magnified through us. Is that what we desire? Are we willing to do what's necessary for that to happen? To get rid of whatever's blocking the light? To put the light on a lampstand so it truly gives light to everyone around us.